We're still talking about shechting something outside, which is forbidden, as long as it's suitable, it could have been brought inside. So, echad kachim kshedim, whether the kachim are kosher, echad kachim psulim, whether they became possible, but where shall psulim kaders? The possible happened in the Beis Hamikdash, and if you would have put it on the mizbech, it belongs on the mizbech. You don't remove it, and then you took it outside. Chayiv, chayiv, because it means that it has a shaychus to the mizbech. Hamaylik zayis min oilam. If you bring up a kazayis from a carbon oil, half of it was meat, and the mina more than half of it was fat. Since both of them belong, you need, the minimum shear is a kazayis. But since the fats and the meat both get burnt on the mizbech, so that you can combine the two to make a full kazayis chayiv. Says the Gemara, Tarabon, we learn, it says in the Pasuk, you tell each person from the Eden that Ashiyala, they'll bring up an oila or a zevach. Ainli ela oila. All I know is that this law is that if you shecht outside a carbon oila. And now that I would say, Muri Oshim, I know if you do the fats of a carbon Oshim outside, you're also liable. Or in Muri Chattas, these are all different kabanas than an oila or the fats of a carbon Chattas. These are things that belong in Lesbech. If you did it outside, or in Muri Kotche Kotchim, or the fats of a Kotche Kotchim, for example, the sheep of Shua is a Muri Kotchim Kalim, or the fats of Kotchim Kalim, Shlamim belongs to the owner, not to the Kalim, but to the owner, except the fats go on Lesbech. So the fats that belong as bech, it took outside. Tamalim is zevach. Any carbon. Minayin l'rab is high note to include hakoymitz. High note to include if you take a piece of the mincha off, or halavoyna, a piece of the incense. Good morning. Or a piece of the incense. Or haktaydis, or the kufta samar aleph. Eight lines on the top. So we said, the pasuk says oil if you did it, shecht it outside. High note any other carbon. So it says oil zevach. Now we ask, how do you know things which are not alive? How do you know, let's say, a kaimitz, a part of a mincha that you did a kmitz, or levoina, the incense, the frankincense, or ktaitis, or the ktaitis where the kaim brings half in the morning and half, you know, in the afternoon. Or mincha's kainim. A kaim brings a mincha, the entire thing gets burnt on the mizbech. So the mincha of a kaim is no different than the kaimitz of Israel. Or minchas kaim, but if you take the leftover mincha v'yisrael, which belongs to the kohen, that doesn't go onto the that if you did that outside, it's not a problem. It's only things which belong in the mizbech. Or minchas kaim mashiach, the tenth of the eva that he brings every single day. Hamenaser shloish is lugin yain. If somebody pours three lugin of wine, or shloish is lugin mayim, or three lugin of water. When do you do water on the is on Sukkot time? And you set it aside for Yom Tov, now you bring it outside. Otherwise, not a problem. Talmud Leimut says in the Pasuk, V'el Pesach Oil Moy Lo Yevieno. And you didn't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, where it belongs. Is that we learn from there. Kol Abol Pesach Moy, anything which belongs inside. Chayovin Olav. You are Chayiv, because did it outside. V'ein Liyelo Kachim Kshedim. All I know is from here, that if it was a kosher carbon. Minayin L'Rab, it's Psul Hainov, if it was a possible carbon, if it became possible. But since if it went on the Bech, you wouldn't remove it. But you don't bring in the mizbech. So how do you know it's included? It could go in halon. If it rested overnight, he took it outside and he brought it back in, or hot tummy, it became tummy. These examples of psulim that if you put it on the mizbech, you don't take it off. Ushanishmani is shechted having in mind the wrong time or chutzla makayim, the wrong place. These are all different examples of psulim. Ushakib psulim or a kayin who was possible accepted the blood. Vizarka yes dummy and he sprinkled the blood. Vanitani lamatashnitin lamaila goes to one, you have to spray below and you sprayed it above. Vanitani lamaila, those you're supposed to spray above the line, the red line shinit lamati, you sprayed it below the red line. Vanitani bakuchinitin bifnim, vanitani bifnishan bakut. That those are supposed to be outside and you did those kabana, you're supposed to spray outside and you did it inside them, the heichal, or those inside you did it outside, or a pesach and a chatas, which are the only two kabbanas shalai lishman, if you didn't have the right carbon in mind. All other kabbanas, if you didn't have the right carbon in mind, it's still a valid carbon, just you're not yetzer for the bailim. These two, they're possible if you had the wrong carbon in mind. How do you know? Tamalaymer, it says in another pasuk, well, if it pesach ramayid, lo yevienu la sois. Kola miskabet ramayid. Anything which has a shaykhis to the ramayid, even though it's possible, chayovin ola b'chotzi, chayovin did it outside. It says, it says by an oil, the minimum requirement is a kazayis, and by an oil, since the entire thing is burned in Zbech, we had a kazayis, half a kazayis of meat, half a kazayis of fats, they combine. The Gemara, the oila, the emura, in an oila and its fats combined. But the shlamim, if you have the meat, does not combine with the fats. Why? Because the meat of the shlamim don't belong on the mizbech. They belong to the bailim. Therefore, you can't say, oh, Pesach Oymoy lo yavianu, because it doesn't belong in Pesach Oymoy. Says the Gemara, Tanina Loha, we talk about the learned, there's no we learned. Oyla ve'imurem and starfin. And oyla and its fats, they combine the kazais. To take it outside, it combines for kazais, and you're liable, halois and bechutz. And you're chayv also, because a pigle, if you had a mind pigle, right now I think you're talking about you ate a kazais of the meat combined with the fats. From let's say an oyla for pigle, or noiser, or from noiser, oybetum, or tamei. All of them, they combine. So bishleim halos oila the kol. I understand why, when it comes to bringing it outside, you know, kazayis and the entire oila belongs to the bag, the meat and the blood. So I understand halos oila the kol in and shlamim. I understand why in oila they combine, because they all go in his bag, and shlamim the meat does not go in his bag, so it doesn't combine. Fine, I understand. El pigel the nois of a tummy. My time, when it comes to pigel nois, it makes no difference the meat, which is a consumption of a person, and makes a difference if you eat a kazayis of nois. Makes a difference if the nice is left from parts of his bech, or parts that belong to the person. And all of them, there's nice, and all of them, there's pigul, all of them, there's tummy, so why don't you combine? My time, but now we learn. Call happy gulim and starfin. All the pigulim are mistarfin. The chalan is sorry, mistarfin. And all the parts of the animal, the nice, the mistarfin. They're all over. Anything which you have the same issa, they combine. Kasha, pigul, a pigul, kasha, nice, a nice, a kasha, from pigul and pigul, nice, a nice. So pigul, a pigul, a kasha. Can be pigul, can be machshava pigul. There, where you said they combine, it's so much you actually ate the pigul itself. And you have your chayv, a chattas, if you ate it. Remember, the person who does the pigul didn't have ate it, but it wasn't a chattas. Who gets a chattas? Only if you ate it. So they combine because they're both pigul. And when it says that it doesn't combine by a shlamim, is a machshava pigul. If you shechted and had a mind, I'm gonna roast part of the thing, half a kazayis on the mizbech in the week, and I'm going to eat half of a kazayis in a week. Those two activities don't combine, because they're not one activity, two separate activities altogether. Yeah. Because you had a mind, I'm going to roast, you know, so you didn't have a mind of roasting of a kazayis, and you didn't have a mind eating a kazayis. Each activity is separate from the next. That's why they don't combine. Shengon oil, they all get burdened with mizbech, so it's the same on machshava. Okay. Noiser, noiser, lakasha. Why is that a question by noiser? Can be noiser. Here's about regular noiser, they combine. Can should be noiser. Actually, here's talking about that it was left over before you had a chance to spray the blood. We had a machlekes before that if the animal became possible already, do you still spray the blood? If one opinion says you spray the blood because it's matir. Even though it says the pasuk boss of a dam, you could do the dam as well, and it's matir the oil, the high. The other one says no, that you don't spray the blood unless boss of a dam, unless everything becomes mutter, you wouldn't spray the blood. So I was talking about it became left over before you spray the blood. The mani Rabbi Shu Yitani Rabbi Shu says, when do we say combine if you ate the noise itself, and when do we say they don't combine by carbon shlamim? Is talking about if let's say you lost the carbon, or part of it got lost, and before you sprayed the blood. And all you have left was a half a kazayis of the meat and a half a kazayis of the fats. They don't combine to enable you to spray the blood. Yeah. So buy an oiler because it all goes on the mizbeach. The meat and the fats. So then you combine. To enable you to spray the blood, yeah. Rabbi Shur says, if there's no boss, there's no dam. Call us welcome to Taylor Shinstai, Ben Kazai's boss. If there's Kazai's boss left, Kazai's Chaylev, Zoydik is a dam. You will spray the blood because you have something left. Or the Chatizai's boss, the Chatizai's Chaylev, ain't a Zoydik is a dam because they don't go in the same place. But Shengen Oyla, they all go in the same place. Uba Oyla, when Oyla, Chatizai's Chaylev, Zoydik is a dam, then you cool the call, all gets burned, it's all the same. Mincha, and then the branch continues, but a carbon mincha, feel the kula kayemis, even all of it is there, like Yizri, don't spray the blood. Spraying the blood? What's he talking about? Mincha ma'avidle. Where does mincha come from? What blood do you spray by mincha? Amar HaPapra, what was that? You know what we're talking about? Minchas nesochim haboy mazevach. We're talking about the mincha, when you bring a carbon, you bring with it also wine, libations, you also bring a carbon mincha. That carbon, if you lost, if that carbon was lost, and you're not going to spray the blood, you don't bring the mincha either. If you don't spray the blood for the carbon, according to Yeshua, nor do you bring the mincha that comes together with that carbon. That's what he's saying.
You bring it out to minchas in the dove?
No, because it's too late. You set it aside as part of ancillary to this carbon. You cannot then go separate it and make a carbon on its own. Or don't spray the blood of the carbon saying, oh, but the mincha is still here. Okay, I lost the animal, but I have the mincha here. Let me do that. No. The mincha does not entitle you to spray the blood. Look, Mishnah writes, HaKoymetz, the kemitza, v'alavoinem, of the mincha, the you put a mincha, v'haktoides, and the ktoides, every single day. They do pras in the morning, and they do part of it in the afternoon. So if you did, and all of these, if you did one kazayis outside, you chayv. It says oiso. You remember, had a number of opinions. How much of the animal has to be a complete animal, complete limb, or just a kazayis? So this Mishnah holds a kazayis. What do you call it? Minchas kainim. Minchas kain mashiach. The mincha of kain mashiach. That's what the kain god brings every day. Minchas nesachim. And the mincha of nesachim that come shehikri ma'achim and kazayis. Bechutz chayif. If you did a kazayis outside, you chayif, because a kazayis is the minimum you do inside. Rabbi Leza poiter, Rabbi Leza patas, achi yakiv is kulam. He holds, you have to be makiv the entire thing. If you only have part of it, it doesn't work. The kulon shehikri b'fnim, and all of these, if you makiv it inside, all you, let's say you makiv 95% of any of these things inside, and v'shayim and kazayis, all you have left is one kazayis. And even Rabbi Leza Almighty took that kazayis outside yechai, because that kazayis, if you did it inside, would have completed the carbon completely. So therefore, he did it outside. Everyone here agrees. In this case, chayiv. But what about the kulan? All of them also hold shechasru koshu before. Let's say you did the haktara, it got lost and it's missing. But if part of the thing is missing, since it's not really a kosher carbon, then if you did it outside, it is possible. No, when we said before that if you did a kazayis outside your chayiv is that you didn't bring any of the rest of the carbon, but they're all there. You can go ahead and bring it later. So Rabbi Leza says, no, you have to bring the whole carbon outside. The chavs even one kazayis.
You have to bring the whole carbon outside.
In order to be chayiv, shchut chutz, you have to bring the entire animal outside. If you only bring one part of the animal, you're chayiv. Chavs say, is that the animal's inside the base of Migdash. You just took one kazayis, you're chayiv. However, everyone was moidiv, if the entire animal is ready nikriv, and you only have one kazayis left to go, and you took that outside, you're chayiv, because everybody. And faket, if the entire animal can never be nikriv, because part of it is missing, even a koshu, then, except by claim, as Rashi says, there's an argument if you have two seeds, that's enough. But you have it to bring. But everyone holds you're not chayfer outside because it's not a row to the mizbech, because it's not a full carbon here. You got lost or something. Things got lost somehow.
To think in the dimensions of the Azara, you lose an animal.
Well, probably means it's swapped. Probably means there's other 10 other kabbanas, now you don't know which is. That's probably what it means. And no one knows where it came from, so you know which one. Yeah. If you go ahead and bring outside, that is the actual burning, roasting, kochim ve'murein, and the fat, b'chutz outside. In other words, if you took the flesh and the fats combined together, you're chayiv. Now, the thing is, the flesh we said before, it doesn't belong in the mizbech, so therefore it's not chayiv. But if you have flesh together with fats, since it's all one and the same, it's not a chatzitz or anything else, you're chayiv for the fats. More explain that. Second, what I told him, what we learned, maktir kezayis b'chutz. If you maktir one kezayis outside, chayiv. Chatzi pras bifnim. If you did less than the full amount that you had to do in the ketedus in the morning, is potter. Chatzi pras bifnim. Potter, you are potter. Kesal kedata. What do you mean potter? What do you mean potter? Potter means you didn't do the full amount. Potter, zor. That is zor, is potter. What do you mean potter? Potter means you did an aveda, but we're not going to hold you liable. So it can't be talking about a coin. We're talking about a zor who has no right to be there. Now, the you just said a minute ago that if you did a kazayis, you did outside the kazayis, that means you already be the ever yoitzah. So how come if a zor did it kazayis inside his potter, it should also be chayiv? What's the difference? Am I hoktari? You just said a minute ago that kazayis is enough to be hoktari. My potter tzibur means you yaitze. Potter means you fulfilled the chiyuv of the tzibur, because a kazayis is the minimum. It's enough. I'm going to say that he kashli, ho kashli. If something bothers me, this will bother me. This is what I've said. I feel. I've said on this. I feel that Rabbi Lezer, he says over here, even Rabbi Lezer, even though he argues and b'chutz, he says you have to bring the entire whatever it is outside over here. When it comes to this trade, the chatzi and the amount of a pras, he is moide. If he did one kazayis, he yaitze. Rabbi Lezer moide. Even Rabbi Lezer moide. The dawah that he yates, that the tzibur yates, Alochida, why? Since he holds the Harab Lezer, Lavaktori, Karmar Lezer holds clearly that a Kazai is not yet to be chayiv outside. You have to bring the entire Ketaydas. So how come he holds the Evid if he did inside a Kazai? So you yet. And that's a problem. That's a problem. So we're going to give a different answer. Omar Abarab, so I'll give you an answer. Why does he hold outside need a kazayis and inside outside need a full thing and inside he holds a kazayis? Omar Rabba, b'haktara dehechel kuli amle pligi. B'haktara they did it is this haktara did every single day, which was in the hechel, and then this haktara they did inside, which is on Yom Kippur and Kodesh Kodashim. So the haktara dehechel, there's no shir. The haktara dehechel the kuli amle pligi. The haktara dehechel Rabbi Lezer's moide. This idea that you have to have a pras is only the rabbanon. My toida even a kazayis is good enough. So Rabbi Lezer would be moide if he did the hechel outside a kazayis. If he took that haktara and did it outside during the year, you taka be chayiv even by a kazayis. Keep pligi the machlekes whether you chayiv for the kazayis or all of it is b'haktara the pnim. Where there is a shir, it has to be meloy chafnov, it has to be both fistfuls. The masava meloy chafnov dafke, it has to be both fistfuls, so therefore if you take out a kazayis outside, you're a potter. But this braisa that said before that a kazayis yaitz is not talking about the Yom Kippur, you're talking about the daily ketaydas. Where everyone's made, the kazayis is good enough. The machlekes in our Mishnah about doing it outside of kazayis is talking about the Yom Kippur one. Rabbi Lezer says no, meloy chafna davka has to be two fistfuls, so kazayis in adyetz, so you're not liable for outside. Meloy chafna lav davka. The Torah is just using it as like an exaggeration. Take a fistful, but I don't care as long as the minimum is a kazayis, and that's the machlekes. It says by Yom Kippur that the pasuk that this should be lechem lechukas oilam and to lechap of Bnei Yisrael, and this is the achas b'shana. This is talking about the Torah. So if it says chuka means you got to follow the rules exactly. If it says melech chafnav, it means literally melech chafnav. How can anybody say it lav davka? Chuka b'hak Torah the pim v'leksiv. It's clearly written chuka by the pnim. It's therefore surely that it's ma'akiv. Elo marosh Abaye says. When it comes to the Yom Kippur one, there's no question. So he's like this. Keep ligi b'haktara the chutz. They're arguing like this. Everyone agrees. Rabbi said, "I agree with my Rebbe Rabba that the haktara, the heichel one, if they did it outside of kazayis, everyone is moider that you're chay for kazayis, even because the minimum is a kazayis and you yaitza." They're arguing about the Yom Kippur one. Everyone agrees Yom Kippur need melechafnus. So what's the machlekes? The rabbanon say since the outside ketaydus, if you did a kazayis, we're chay. We're going to compare the inside ketaydus to the outside ketaydus when it comes to shchut chutz. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, you don't compare the inside ketaydus, the Yom Kippur one, to the everydaily one. Keep pligi back to the chutz. Ma'asava yalfina pnim chutz. The Chachamim say you learn pnim from chutz. Just like chutz, because Ayis is liable, so to the pnim. U'ma'asava lo yalfina. And Rabbi Lezer says, you cannot compare the ketaydus from Yom Kippur, that you, that tries to hold you attack, you're liable for one kazayis, but not the Yom Kippur. Omer Rav says, Rav, hashed, I don't understand. Hashed, chutz, mechutz, lo yalfi. Later on, we'll soon see, I'll soon quote you, but I said, well, you don't learn chutz from chutz. Rabbanon, pnim, mechutz, boy, you want to learn pnim from chutz? Bye, what's the story? The Tanya we learned, Yochel, I would have thought, hamay le pochas mechazayis koimitz, u pochas mechazayis emurin. I would have thought, Tanya, I would have thought, Yochel, I would have thought, Hamale pochas mikazayis kaimitz. Or pochas mikazayis emurin. If somebody did less than a kazayis of kaimitz. Or less than a kazayis of fats. Vamanasech, if you pour. Pochas mishlash lugin. A shlash lugin is a lot more than a kazayis. Yain. Or pochas mikazayis mayim. I would have thought if you did less than these shiurim. You'd be chayim. It's a lot more than a kazayis. Tamaleim. Lasayis. It says lasayis. Ala sholim chayiv. Einu chayiv ala chosif. And only in complete chayiv, and not, and if it's missing, if you're not chayiv, but less than three loigin, even though there's a number of kazaisim there. Now, lechoyde, because that's a share by loigin. So even this is the chachamim, because who holds it? It says here that if you did less than the kazaisim of kaimitz outside, you're not liable. I mean, if you did a kazayis, You are liable. Who holds that? That's the Rabbanan. And yet when it comes to water and wine, he says you need three leigin. Now why don't you just compare chutz to chutz? Where do you do the wine? And the outside mizbeach. Where do you do the ketayda? Where do you put out the mincha and all that? And the outside mizbeach. So why don't we compare the wine to the mincha? Look at the mincha kazayis, you're liable if you did it outside the base of the mikvah, so too by the wine. Is that you don't compare one with another. So madr the chachamim amayda, you don't do chutz mechutz. They want to learn pli mechutz. You want to learn an activity that happens in the Yom Kippur in the Kayyadashim from the Heichel every day. How can you? There's a number of zaysim. They don't learn chutz mechutz. They don't compare wine to minchas. How do you expect to compare ketayda to ketaydas? So Rava says, Rava, I'll give you another pshat. Keep going. Rava says, we're talking about everyone is talking about the same ketaydas from the heichal. Forget the pnim, like Rava was saying. Forget the whole pnim. We're talking about the heichal, and it's a kazayi, but ever it's a kazayis, and. And that's why the original Braisa says if you're maktir kazayis b'chutz, and it says if you did a chatzi pras b'fnei potter, which when it says chai, we're talking about you did it outside. So what's the machlekes in our Mishnah? You're going to kavinu shnei chatzi potter pras b'mona. What happened was b'di'evad a kazayis is good enough. So if you take a kazayis outside, everyone holds you in chai. You're talking about over here. You know what's talking about over here? That you put in larger than the kazayis inside a keli. You did had to have pras in one keli, and the question is, do we say, since you put so much in the keli, all of it now becomes kodesh, and therefore, even though normally the minimum is a kazayis, in this case, the minimum cannot be a kazayis, because you makdish a lot more than that, or not. Rabbi Lezer holds that if a kaveya is in a keli, now it matters, it's significant, and now it becomes a chashiv. If you put two half a paras in a keli, so then becomes now this is becomes the Issa if you take a little bit away because possible. Therefore, if you take it outside, you know. Here he said, I won't agree that a kazayis b'di'evad is good enough because the keli is kaveya, the amount that you're going to use. So in this case, if you took outside a kazayis, I won't be chayiv. Just because you put in a keli doesn't make it change the laws. It's still a kazayis as the minimum. And now, the man, the one who says that a keli cannot make a kviyas. So if you, let's say you set aside shisha, the par, let's say you set aside, I'm going to do six leigin for a par. Because the hachatahin is six leigin. A hin is 12 leigin. If you buy a par, remember you have a par, an ayin, and a kevis. Each one has a different amount. Six, four, three. So if you're working on a par, and you're going to set aside six, by mistake you only set aside, let's say, you kaveya in the keli. But you tell me kaveya in the keli means nothing. I can then change my mind, take, you know what, I'll take four from this and use it for the ayin. Because the kaveya, the mana, doesn't have any bearing on the same thing.
And if you use a bigger keli, so it's kaveya larger.
No, that's what he's saying.
Take away from the minimum.
That's what he's saying here. The minimum here is four, is six legim, and the minimum by an aisle is four legim. So even though I put it in the keli and I said this is going to be used for a par, so it's perfect. And now I change my mind. You know what? I'll use it for an aisle. How much does an aisle need? Four legim. So I'm going to take four out of six and use it. The keli did not fix it that this has to be six amount of six, and the only thing of six is shayach blue is a par. Umashik men arba, you took only four leigin. V'kriven bechutz, he brought a chayiv. Why you chayiv? Because it's row for something else. Shorui la'ayil, it's row for nail, and the keli is not kaveyet, so it's row for nail. Kava arba la'ayil, let's set aside in the keli four for nail for a ram. Umashik men shloisha, you only took three from it. V'kriven bechutz, he did not say chayiv. Why shorui lekevis? Suitable for a sheep. Or bechasre koshu, if it's missing less than three leigin, then you are potter. V'chutz good part potter. Why? Because not shayach to anything. Comes along Ravashi and defends Abaye. You ask the question of Abaye.
Can't you add more to it?
Sorry?
Can't you add
no, the keli is only so big.
Yeah, you're keli all sizes, five. Yeah. Okay. Measuring things. You could, but what do you gain? If you hold that kviya, that the keli is not kaveya, it sounds like from here that if you put seven legin, if let's say there was a keli of seven legin, only six of it is kodesh and the seventh one is not part of it. And if you don't bring it, you don't bring it. It's not chsadim. And you're not going to bring more than six legs. The Torah says clearly this is what you have to bring. Now, Rav has a kasha l'baya. If you don't learn chutz and chutz, if you don't compare legin of wine to the mincha, how can you even think of comparing the Torah from Bipnim to the Torah of the Heichel? Says the baya, I'm going to defend the Ravashi. I'm going to defend the baya. Ravashi Omar, you that's not called chutz and chutz. That's liquid and that's solid. How do you learn from another? Nisich maktara leyalfi rabban. I've got the chutz and chutz leyalfi haktara maktara yalfi. There's two different things. This is nisich hayayin, nisich hamayim, and this is the ketores and milchot. It's two different things. Why would you learn one from another? And why would you? And if the minimum of the kazai is here, why would you think that it has to be there? Two different things. Then you need three ligin. That's three ligin. We're not going to compare these liquid nesachim to mincha. But here it's the same thing. Titus, only of us. It's the venue where it's different. Here the venue is in the kredi lashem. Here the venue is in heichel. And therefore, you could learn from another, like Abayi said. And that's what Chacham hold. You compare one, since the outside one, a kazai is enough. The inside one, even though you need malay chafnav, a kazai is enough. Avagav, the chutz with pneem, even though it's chutz and pneem, you could learn from another. It's only a venue. Mashiach, here, it's not just a venue. The whole composition is different. This is a liquid, this is a solid. We'll stop here. See you tomorrow.